This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And hello, everybody. It's Tom Chenault. It's Adrian Chenault. And it is the Legacy Leadership Radio Show with my favorite bathtub man, the one and only Ray Higdon in the house. Here he is at the house. He was the very first person in our new house. It wasn't even occupied yet. And Ray came down all the way through a terrible storm with me being the worst driver you've ever. I couldn't turn on the heat or the air conditioning in the Tesla. He thought I was the biggest idiot in the world, and then I made him jump in the bathtub with me. It was beautiful, and we had a wonderful party. How do you say that guy's name? Thiago or whatever?
Thiago.
Oh, yeah, he was there. That was pretty fun. And Ray Higdon, we have you. How you doing, buddy?
I'm excited. Excited to be on. Thanks for having me.
We want you so badly in all the right ways. It's unbelievable. What? How do you like Ray Higdon?
I love Ray Higdon. I'm not even going to attempt to decode what just came out of your mouth. And it is an honor to have you here, Ray. And for those of you listening on the radio, it was not on my bingo card that Tom Chenault and Ray Higdon would both be wearing a pink shirt and I would be the odd man out. And yet, here we are. And we're going to have a fun conversation
today. Yeah, so. Yeah. Looking very, very – we're on the same bowling team. So, yeah, it was awesome. So, Ray, what's going on, man? You're going to have a giant event. I was on a conference call this morning with Justin Belabova and a couple of other people. Your old buddy – what's that guy's name?
Drew Bierman.
Remember him?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so he's all pumped up, and I think he's coming down.
Nice.
And it's just getting more exciting by the minute. I'm going to be there early and leaving late, and all of you need to come down and do this whole faith over fear. It is just going to be awesome.
Yeah, amen. I agree.
Super, super exciting. So that's coming up September 7th to 9th in Orlando, and we're definitely going to be talking a bunch about that. But I think before we go there, you've had a big year, Ray. There's been just a few things going on, not only from the Higdon world, but in your life. And it's been pretty amazing to watch everything that has gone on and transformed for you. And I'd love to spend a little bit of time digging in there, because I think that there's a lot for us to learn and to grow from in that. And so, Ray, talk about, you changed the name of your big event from Rankmakers Live to Faith Over Fear. And obviously that's a big part of the transformation that you have personally undergone in the last year. And so talk a little bit about just where you've been over the last 12 months.
Yeah. So this is our 10th year of running an annual business growth event. And we've rebranded it to be called Faith Over Fear. And it's not solely because, 9 months ago I gave my life to Christ and found God after trying to look in all the other places.
Open all the other doors.
But that's not the only reason, actually. Another major reason is just understanding faith that is in the hopes unseen and is the non-reliance on your instruments, the non-reliance on your eyeballs or your logical brain. But seeing things before they come to fruition and seeing, having faith that the move you're about to make may not make sense, but you're trusting that it will pay off. And so, faith is, every single time I've had massive growth in my life, it was because I stepped out when it didn't make sense. Whether it was leaving a job, whether it was running an event, whether it was, you name it. And so we're excited. We're excited for the event, and it's going to be really, really powerful. And it's not, for me, I didn't just, like we were talking about earlier, I didn't just, smack a Jesus, sticker on my car. It's changed me. He's changed me. I now understand the difference between the source and resource, versus for most of my life, I weighed myself by how much impact am I making based on how much money am I making? And, you know, and so like, you know, that was, you know, a source of my identity, significance, status, et cetera. And now it's different. And I now want to help other people with how I've been helped. And we'll be, you know, sharing some of that, along with a whole lot more. And so it is a business summit. It's not a revival. But we're going to be, you know, we've opened up the gates for our speakers to share, you know, how do they use faith in their business? How do they use faith in their everyday life? And it's such an important part of mine now that, you know, I want to share.
Yeah, that's really cool. And, you know, one of the things, and I remember, you know, especially really early on in that journey for you, that, you know, it was extremely raw, especially at that time for you. Very personal, very emotional, taking huge steps, not knowing what was in front of you. And one of the things that you did that I really admired is you made a conscious choice, however you felt called or whatever it was to do that, to share that journey even when it was messy, even when I'm sure you had, you know, maybe no idea where it was going. You know, what had you have the faith to do that, and how did that actually, you know, help or maybe, you know, make some things harder along the way in the early parts of that journey for you?
Yeah, you know, it's I always appreciate the sentiment when someone says, you know, that I've been bold or something like that. And honestly, I'm just being obedient. I'm just, you know, I ask a lot of questions. You know, the Bible tells us when you lack wisdom, ask and it'll be given to you liberally and without reproach. And so I ask a lot of questions. When I'm nudged to do something weird, like pray for the Uber driver or give money to somebody or something like that, I just try to be, you know, obedient. And so I don't even know if it's, you know, really at that level, if it's bold or generous, to be honest. It's really just, you know, just being obedient. For most of my life, you know, I focused on self-development, personal development. And looking back, I now realize how difficult that is if you take it as your own savior, right? If it's going to be, it's up to me, and you really lean on that, like I did for most of my life, that's a very hard life. You know, it's hard. It's hard to keep toiling and keep, you know, breaking rocks in the sun and everything is on your shoulders versus, you know, when you're leaning on God, the yoke is easy. And, you know, you find deeper purpose in what you're doing. And I get, you know, I wouldn't say every day, but almost every day, I get some kind of really cool blessing that moves me, you know. And I don't know if I share this, or I don't know if you guys either of you saw this or if I shared it with you or not, but, you know, last Wednesday, when I was coming back from a John Maxwell event, I just, you know, pulled off the interstate to get some food. I kind of felt the nudge to go to this particular restaurant that I normally wouldn't go to if I'm by myself. It's a seafood restaurant. Normally I just grab something quick, chicken wrap or something. And I go in there and a spiritual discipline of mine is that if I'm at a restaurant, I always ask the waiter or waitress if there's anything I can pray for them about. And I get some, you know, I get some fun answers, you know. Sometimes, you know, they're really excited. On this particular day, the waitress named Jessica, she teared up. She started crying. And, you know, she had lost her son 3 months earlier. And, you know, and so we, you know, hugged, prayed together. And then afterwards, I realized that God sent me there to do that exact thing.
Yeah.
And that's why I was nudged to go into that restaurant. That's why I got her versus the three other waitresses. And it was all just incredible, incredible timing. And so I just don't lean on my own understanding, and I just try to be obedient and, you know, be a good example.
And you're doing that, and you're so comfortable in it. You don't look like a deer in the headlights.
Sometimes I am.
Yeah. Well, I watch that, and, you know, I grew up a little Roman Catholic, and then, that got flipped into a born-again Christian conversation as I was going into AA. So my now ex-wife was, and his mom was principal at the Christian school. So everybody was trying to get me to put that cloak on that didn't fit me. You know, it wasn't my God and my Savior. It was theirs, and I was trying to put that cloak on. And fortunately, in sobriety, I found the one that fit me, a God of my understanding, who's exactly like your God. I go to AA twice a day, which is an hour long, which means 2 hours a day of hypothetically church. And I do that because I want to go out the rest of the other 22 hours a day and help save drunks and alcoholics. One and the same, and drug addicts. And here's why I'm telling you that story. I helped somebody in Ray's world, and Ray called on the phone and said, would you speak at Faith After Over Fear? And I said, I'm not sure that's my, you know, I'm not sure you guys are going to want me there for that. And he said, no, we want you there for that. I want a non-denominational charity that is absolutely agenda-free except helping people at their lowest point. And I want you to come down and talk about that with her. And then I found this guy named Darren Prince, who's got a megaphone 15 times bigger than mine, to come down and talk to Ray. And Ray said, why don't we raise money for people that are so far down in their life that they can't even see the solution? They'll raise their hand and do anything for a little somebody to give them a hand up and a hand out. And Ray did it. Because he's agenda-driven to only this point, which is helping the underdog have a better life, and hopefully they find a faith in a God of their understanding. But he did not make that a condition. And I will never forget that as long as I live, Ray. And I will be there with bells on my toes, early, leave late, to let people realize that your mission is not about a commission. Your mission is about making the world a better place. And my hat, if I ever wore one, is off to you.
I appreciate it, man. I appreciate it.
So true. You guys got to come. And if you don't come, please get your alcoholic friends to join the Zoom. It's cheap. And you can watch the whole event or come to Florida. We'll have a giant AA meeting. But whatever you do, we got to show people that love trumps everything, no matter what. And that's what Ray's all about, right, Adrian?
That is exactly true. And so if you're listening on the radio and you want to go and check out a ticket for the event, you can go to faithoverfearlive.com. The event's September 7th to the 9th. It's in Orlando. And not only can you go and attend live in Orlando, which I highly recommend if you can be there, but they just opened virtual tickets this week. So go and check that out, faithoverfearlive.com. We're talking to the one and only Ray Higdon on the Legacy Leadership Show, and we'll be back right after this. Stick around.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com.
Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
And we're back. It's the Legacy Leadership Radio Show with Adrian Chenault, Tom Chenault, the great Ray Higdon, his beautiful, beautiful wife, his two kids, and his beautiful life. And he is changing the world through kindness and love and using his platform to accent that. And you've got to come to Florida to be a part of that no matter what, and either virtually or in person. What?
Look who just showed up in the comments. I thought you might.
Oh, there she is. She's my girl. Yeah, that's the catalyst for me even getting to go down there. So she's outed herself as far as sobriety goes, so we're not talking out of school. But she touched Ray's heart enough. He dropped a dime and called me, and we're going to have a blast down there. And when you guys meet Darren Prince, who, by the way, represents Goggins, Tom Brady, Magic Johnson, everybody, you guys are going to flip out because he's going to give you some free stuff to in the auction that's going to make you cry. So get ready to get down there and do some bidding. I love this whole deal. You can tell I'm more excited about this than literally anything I've ever done. And it's going to be a blast.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So
true story.
So exciting. So, Ray, we were talking before the break about that making that move and kind of that sense of obedience and of all of the surprises and amazing experiences that have opened up and continue to open up for you in your life as you continue to sort of step forward in faith in those experiences. How do you think that this transformation that you have experienced yourself over the last year has changed or has enhanced what you are able to share with others and teach from a business and network marketing perspective?
Yeah. You know, I just see it as it's just a little bit different race. And, you know, like I've always, you know, wanted to make a difference. I've always wanted to make an impact. That was just, you know, built. He sewed that into me, you know, from the beginning. And, but now it's just a little different, you know, like I know a lot of clients have used our information to, you know, double their income, quadruple their income, 10 times their income, you know, whatever. And, you know, for me, you know, I had, you know, made, you know, pretty good money, according to, you know, probably most. And just to realize that after all of that, that wasn't the answer. And it's not that having money is bad or whatever. It's just, if you're relying on money to be your self-worth, your significance, status, identity, safety, security, then it's not right. And there's more to it. There's a bigger purpose for you, and God's been giving you clues by all the things that you've overcome and all the things that you've been through. Those are the things that are the puzzle pieces for you to discover, you know, why were you here? And I was reading in John Maxwell's Leadership Bible, and I ran across this quote that I thought was really powerful. It's from George Washington Carver. He says, "No individual has any right to come into the world and go out of it without leaving him distinct and legitimate reasons for having passed through it." I think it's very powerful. And so the things that you've overcome, the things that you've survived, the lessons that you've learned have all been equipping you to help those types of people. And so instead of, you know, staring off into the sky and wondering what your purpose is, just reverse engineer it, connect the dots backwards, and look at who did you used to be? What have you overcome? What have you struggled with? Because you can now give comfort and wisdom to those people that are at a stage lesser than you, but have been through similar things. And that makes all of us very unique. That makes all of us, you know, all of us have been through different things. You know, some of us relationships, some of us finance, some of us trauma, abuse, you know, whatever. And so it equips us uniquely to go out there and help other people. And yes, have a mega profitable business. Nothing wrong with that. Just don't have that be your identity. You know, I've spent time with, you know, people that have made hundreds of millions of dollars. And what I found is they always want more. And, you know, and there's nothing wrong with that unless that's your identity of, you know, I'll be fixed when. And, you know, that's kind of the race that I was running is I thought that, you know, as I continue to grow and build a bigger company, et cetera, then I'll be fixed. Then I'll feel better. And the truth is that just wasn't the case. And, you know, it might vary by person, but, you know, for me, I reached that point and I saw there's got to be something else out there. And so I went searching, you know, and, you know, did a lot of different types of therapy, hypnosis and all, you know, meditation and all that stuff was helpful, right? It did help me. It helped fix, you know, a lot of different things, but it wasn't what was missing. And so, you know, I just want to share with people that they have a deep purpose, that the pain in their life had a reason, and that they can go out and, you know, turn that pain into their purpose and help a lot of people.
That's so right on. And it's amazing having watched that, how you've had that written on your heart, this idea of your past being kind of the map to be able to speak to others for such a long time. But I think it's gotten this new depth. So we're going to take another break. We'll be back right after this with Ray Higdon on Legacy Leadership.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326, and ask for Mike Hayes. Again, all you want to do is call Mike Hayes at 855-308-8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.
USA News Update. Legendary game show host and longtime host of The Price is Right, Bob Barker, has died at 99. Barker hosted The Price is Right from 1972 until he retired in 2007.
Actual retail price is $200. Irene, you are the winner.
In 1999, he was awarded a Lifetime Achievement Emmy for daytime television. Seven people were shot Saturday morning during a parade in Boston. Police say the victims were taken to a local hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. The shooting happened around 7:45 a.m. Eastern during the Jouvert Parade, which is part of the city's Caribbean Carnival. Two people were shot and wounded during Friday night's White Sox game in Chicago. Two women were injured by the gunfire at Chicago's Guaranteed Rate Field. While the team is not saying where the shots came from, witnesses said it happened in the left field bleachers during the third inning of the game between the White Sox and the Oakland A's. John Schaefer, USA News.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
And we're back. It's the Legacy Leadership Radio Show with Adrian Chenault and Tom Chenault. We're having a blast and little father-son duo. Can't wait for Ray. And I can't believe, what's your, Graham? Graham? I love Graham's name, you know, because like it's like the cracker, but I really love his middle name. Thomas. Graham Thomas Higdon. I love that part. So,
my wife loved s'mores while she was pregnant, so Graham just seemed to make sense.
That is such a perfect name.
I love s'mores all the time.
So I tell everybody all the time that everything I ever learned about network marketing, I learned it in Alcoholics Anonymous. Because I'm in the toughest business in the world. And the toughest business in the world is getting somebody to do something that they don't want to do. And that's what you perceive network marketing to be. And if you've ever met a drunk that you're trying to get sober, all the evidence in the world is not going to convince them until it's their idea. Just like network marketing, but just like somebody inside of your faith.
That's
and
right.
They're all the same thing.
Yeah.
And instead of just convincing, show. Attraction, not promotion. And then they say, geez, I want what you've got. What do I have to do to get it? And then you come in and you say, you really got to look at this book. It's not a comic book. It's not a novel. You got to read this book like a textbook, whether it be the Bible,
whether it be the Book of Alcoholics Anonymous or one of Ray's great books. And that's all you have to think about, is use it like a textbook, learn it so you can teach it, and the world changes in all three of those departments. Yep. Ray discovered that, made it his, and the rest is history, just like you. So there's got to be something inside of this when you come to Florida or you watch it on Zoom where you can see yourself in that divinely appointed position where this becomes your idea, taking a message from that's far bigger than you are, condensing it, humanizing it, making it yours to make it theirs. And that's all you're doing. And that's what you're going to get at Faith Over Fear. End of story. Business and faith will carry the day every day of the week. You can do it, right, Ray?
Yeah. And, you know, and if you think about all three of those things, right, you think about the, you know, someone struggling with alcoholic, you know, being an alcoholic, someone that, you know, you think should do network marketing or someone that should come to faith, you don't do that through shaming. You don't do that through, you know, wagging your finger at them and telling them how wrong they are. You know, there's a lot of people that have been, you know, church hurt, and so was Jesus. And so, you know, the goal isn't to, you know, beat people over the head with a Bible or tell them how wrong they are. It's to, you know, share and give them hope of, you know, what helped you and what helped, you know, what's helped me. And so, you know, I'm just a big, you know, believer in that of we're called to be kind, you know, we're called to not judge, not shame, and be kind to people and show up as a beacon of hope. So they wonder the source of our hope and to respond with gentleness and respect. And so I just really buy into that mission. And you'll see that. So you're not going to see judgment. You're not going to see shaming or anything like that, but you will have people that have built significant, influence, impact, income that will share how they have used faith and how they currently use faith in their business and in their life.
I agree with you. Let's face facts. If people believe they belong in your tribe, they are going to do anything with you and for you, whether it's Amway, whether it's your faith, whatever it is. If people believe that you love them, they're going to feel the same way. If they feel that they can trust you, I am telling you, the party's on. And the fourth thing, if they feel safe with you, you've won the day and you've got somebody with you for life as long as you don't betray any of those.
All right.
So I believe in that so fervently, I made a T-shirt about it.
I see that.
It's a shirt. Because everybody goes, what's your secret? And it's the BLTSs. It's you've got to be it, not act like you are it.
Right.
You've got to be able to work in that foxhole with them, which is where Ray is right now. I mean, he's willing to risk everything he's got for you to believe him. Because he risked everything he's got to believe in God and make this stand. And that's all we're doing. And you can be that fervent and that real, that vulnerable, and that transparent. And you're going to see a change in your life like you won't believe. And people will be jumping in the foxhole with you because people are desperate. The opposite of addiction is true human connection, not sobriety. And we're all addicted to something. They say that normal people take their problems straight to God. And I will buy that supposition. However, I've never met a normal person, so that's exciting. Every one of us take a detour, whether it's the refrigerator or somewhere else.
More
nefarious. I love you, Ray Higdon, and I love your mission, and I'm in.
I love it, man. Thank you. Thanks for being in a foxhole with me.
Yeah, that is. What?
That was beautiful. I loved it.
Thank you. Father and son.
Father and son, indeed. And, you know, I think what you mentioned about you don't shame anybody into coming into your position, I think, is a really important thing. And one of the things that I, you know, that shows up, I think, in the space, right? As soon as this conversation comes up, as soon as the word faith comes into the conversation in, you know, these topics, for many people are really, really confronting for some really, you know, deep and painful reasons in a lot of cases. And one of the things that I have loved and continue to love about you is how outspoken you've been, not only about your faith, but about that very thing that, like, if somebody had, you know, and I'm sure many tried along the way, right, to sort of bully you into coming to a point of view that was the way that they thought you should believe, and that wasn't where you are, and it wasn't their timing that was how this had to come to pass. It was God's timing and your own personal timing and those things coming together. And that's what it is. And so wherever anybody is in their own personal path, you're happy for them to come right where they are, right?
Yeah. I mean, you have the perfect example in the prodigal son. I mean, it's just the perfect example. The prodigal son goes to his father and says, give me your inheritance, which means you're dead to me. That's what that means, right? Like, I don't care about you. I want to get out of here. So on purpose goes away from the father and says, you know, I'm out of here, blows the inheritance. And long story short, he decides, you know what? I need to go back to dad. I need to go back to dad. So he practices in his head a speech of what he's going to say to his father to apologize. But all he actually does is turn toward the father. That's all he did was just turn in that direction. And the father sees him and runs to greet him, puts a ring on his finger, you know, has a big old dinner to celebrate. And that's all you have to do. You just have to turn. But there are, you know, the two most common reasons people don't turn to faith or are repelled by faith is either church hurt or hurt by their biological father. And so for me, before I understood this, I didn't realize that how I viewed my biological father was how I viewed my heavenly father. And so I saw him as mean, uncaring. I wasn't important. I wasn't good enough. He wasn't proud of me. I couldn't do anything right. And so if you feel that way about somebody, you're probably not going to turn to him. You're probably not going to lean on him or trust in him or BLTS him or any of that kind of stuff. When I realized that that's not who the Heavenly Father is, that's who my biological father and my relationship with him was, it's a little different. You know, if you've been church hurt where you've been, you know, shamed or judged or lied to, or stolen from, et cetera, that also wasn't from your Heavenly Father. And so all you have to do is you don't have to know the perfect prayers. You don't have to know the verses. You don't have to know any of that stuff. You just got to turn toward him. And you turn toward him, he's going to run toward you. And he's going to run toward you with resources, with people, with divine appointments, with events, with meeting someone outside the bathroom that shares something with you that hits you a little different this time. And that's all you got to do. And so you don't have to be. It's not you better get your stuff together, then go to God. No, no, no. It's just, you know, turn toward him and watch what happens.
So let's face facts. I, for one, am a very messed up individual. And when I first fell in love with the right part of it was because of we had a common denominator called the Landmark Forum. And I've done Landmark. I've done Convergence. I've done Psi Seminars. I've done Tony Robbins. I've done Michael Burnoff. I can go through 40 of them in my brain. Robert White, Lifespring. And they were all the same thing. They were teaching me how to change my brain and take out everything from my past that I'd invented to keep me from being the person I wanted to be and basically erase that and then stand in the present and have an unbelievable life with a future that I designed. But I never had a God of my understanding to go to. I didn't have the light until I finally figured out that was the missing piece. Mm-hmm. And I had to get that. And it had to be mine. It had to be real. And when that happened, and I can remember the day it happened vividly in my life, everything changed. Mm-hmm. And all we wish for you to have happen is that you have the faith to let it happen by overcoming the fear that's blocking it from you making your dad a subset of God because God treated you so badly. I mean, your dad treated you so badly, and that was the authority figure, and that's how you invented her, that Roman Catholic nun that wrapped my fingers forever. That's not God. That was a human acting like God. And what's so cool about this whole deal is you find that and you have peace. And that's what we are wishing for you. And where I've learned that more than anywhere else is with my wife and this beautiful little human being right here. Because he is me without all the faults. And all he does every day is teach me. And it's beautiful. And I just love all of you because I find out I learn so much from everybody I meet. If I can throw my ego out the window, let God in, and just listen and learn, right?
That's very beautiful, and you're too kind. And yeah, we all have our own stuff. And I think that's why this is such an important journey. And I think that, you know, one of the things that I've seen, and maybe we've got one more segment after a break here, but one of the things that I think I've seen you do maybe in a bigger way than ever before, Ray, in this last piece of your own transformation and has been a big part of my transformation too, is that integration of that, like, business is not a separate thing from who we believe that we are. Of this striving or this proving or these different things. And I think that as I learn increasingly that God is not asking me to do that, that there's no one that's putting that on me except this faulty story that I'm stuck carrying around, and I can let that go. So much more peace I can experience so much more sense of security and all of these things that I'm searching for externally that I don't have to fight externally. So let's come back to that on the other side of the break. We're talking to Ray Higdon on the Legacy Leadership Show. During the break, go over to faithoverfearlive.com. Get yourself a virtual ticket to attend this event or get yourself down to Orlando. We'll be back right after this. Stick around.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information, or instant payment. email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
We're back. It's Tom Chenault. It's the Legacy Leadership Radio Show. And it's been an amazing show today. Not the direction we thought it was going to be, but we let God drive the bus. And for all my life, for 37 years, maybe longer, that whole pie called our life, that 10% I know, I knew pretty well. That 20% I knew I didn't know, I knew I didn't know it. But I had no idea that the rest of that pie, that 70%, God had. And then I started thinking about where I met Ray Higdon, where I met Denise Chenault, where everything that's happened in my life happened that's wonderful. It was out there in that 70%. And where things happened badly was in that 30% while I was playing God. And what I've done over the last few years via a book called The Surrender Experiment by Michael Singer, the CEO of WebMD and also the author of The Untethered Soul, is I just wake up every day and I say, God, what's up? And God tells me, and I normally don't want to say yes to it, but I always do, and it always works out better than I thought it was going to, because he has a surprise for me, that is so much better than what my agenda had for me. It's unbelievable. So please, believe Ray. Believe Adrian. You're going to win. That's all I want you to do is win. If this seminar, this in 2 weeks was 10 grand, it's worth it. And it's nothing.
That's exactly it. And it's really important stuff. And so, Ray, you know, we were talking just before the break about this, and I've always seen it in you, and I think I could see it clearly in you because I can experience it so much in myself as well, which is this, you know, this desire to have an impact, but that maybe has this sense of proving or striving or this, you know, this treadmill that kind of comes along.
Sure.
With that. And is that something that you, like, do you identify with that in the past, and have you experienced some relief or some shift in that piece of it in your own journey?
Yeah, for sure. The let me prove my worth, let me, you know, I didn't think I really struggled with this, but there definitely was a seeking of acceptance from certain individuals. You know, maybe less than others, maybe, but there still was that. And now it's just different. I know I'm accepted by my Heavenly Father. I know that, you know, there's, you know, that he's proud of me. And I do the work that I do to honor him, not to gain something, not that I need to prove to him or something, but I do it because I want to. You know, like I'm called to. I want to do these things. I don't do them under obligation, I should say. I do them because I want to. And so it's just a different, you know, experience. I know that, you know, whoever I meet, I'm supposed to meet. You know, I'm supposed to meet them either for a lesson, or for some kind of collaboration or gain or something. And, you know, one thing that a more recent revelation for me is from James 1:16-17, which says, you know, in a nutshell, the, you know, Heavenly Father is responsible for every good and perfect gift. Well, when I first read, well, the first 100 times I read that, I thought good and even better than good. But that's not what perfect means. Perfect means what you need. And so if you're at a birthday party and you open up hiking boots and you're about to go on a hiking trip, that would be a perfect gift. Right? It's exactly what you need. Well, perfect doesn't mean it's pleasant at the time. And so I needed foreclosure. I needed to be humbled. I needed to learn the difference between, you know, having lots of money, losing it. I needed that. I needed to be humbled. I needed heartbreak. Heartbreak led me to my amazing wife. Without that heartbreak, without that depression, without those different things, I'm not led to many of the things that I have today. And just like in Genesis 45, where, you know, Joseph, you know, tells his brothers, he said, hey, don't be discouraged about selling me into slavery. It wasn't you that sold me into slavery. It was God. God wanted him into slavery so that he could save them during the famines. And that's such a powerful concept to embrace, that that you were meant to go through these things to perfect you, to strengthen you, to actually, you know, embody you and equip you for your perfect purpose. And that's such a different way to look at life than woe is me, than I'm the victim, than, you know, why did that happen to me? Well, it had to happen to you because, you know, he knew that you would be strong enough. He knew that you could take that and make it into your purpose. And that's just a very, you know, different thing. Like if we had the analogy that I came up with is, you know, if you see your little girl about to put her hand on the hot stove, right, the human us would be like, no, don't do that. But if we had God's wisdom and his timeless knowledge, and we saw that, yeah, she's going to burn her hand, yeah, it's going to hurt, and you know what, it'll heal, and it'll prevent her from making a mistake 11 years from now, you let her burn her hand because you love her. And that's a concept that if you can tap into, you start to realize that the more stuff you've been through, the bigger your calling, the bigger your purpose, the bigger your stage and presence that's needed for you to make the bigger impact on people that won't relate with my story, that may not relate with Tom's story, but would relate with your story. And so it just, you know, it just blows my mind when I think about the timeless wisdom of why was I in that particular room and that particular person and that particular circumstance. And so I just try not to lean on my own understanding there.
So this show is going to end in about 30 seconds on the great Genesis Communication Network with their 545 radio stations. But we're going to stick around for a couple more minutes because Ray Higdon, I mean, talk about attraction instead of promotion, where you're just seeing him so raw, so real, that you can actually taste his authenticity. You can feel it is big. So stick around. We're gonna see you all next week with Grace Howe. But I'm telling you, what a show. Thanks, Ray.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326. Again, all you want to do is call 855-308-8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.